Hi, it's September 9, the day in 1956 when Elvis famously appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time. Apparently, they paid Elvis a whopping $50,000 for three appearances. The US comedy Welcome Back, Cotter started on this day in 1975. Starred Gabe Kaplan as Mr. Cotter, but it was a young John Travolta who stole the show.
I got to use my special Vinnie Barbarino over 21 walk.
And it's the anniversary of Leighton Hewitt's win at the US Open in 2001.
There it is, a backhand pass again, and Leighton Hewitt has won the United States Open, his first Grand Slam title.
September 9 birthdays, topping the list, Dave A. Stewart, one half of pop duo The Eurythmics. He's 67. He did have the solo instrumental single Lily Was Here in 1990, but the guitarist-songwriter is better known for hits like this. Hugh Grant, Mr. Romantic Comedy, is 59. How about this list? Bridget Jones' Diary, Notting Hill, Music and Lyrics, Four Weddings and a Funeral.
It wasn't the person standing next to me in the veil, it's the person standing opposite me now.
Comedian and actor Adam Sandler turns 53 today. He's given us 50 First Dates, The Wedding Singer, Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
I ride the bus for the city and watch the bus drivers. Kind of this program they got to make sure they turn the wheels right.
And former Democrats leader and political commentator Natasha Stott Despoja celebrates her 50th birthday today.
Some of the behaviour is appalling, so little wonder we hold politicians in such low esteem.
Finally, Oz music legend Jim Keys was born on this day in 1946. The lead singer of Master's Apprentices died aged 67 in 2014.
It's because I love you and because you're near my heart.
Remembering Jim Keys on this day, September 9.